Hello there, I'm Colin Lowe and welcome to the latest podcast from Suffolk Money, supported by Kingsfleet. I probably should just pause for a fanfare there because it turns out that this is our 100th episode. So here we go. Very special thanks to everyone who's been a guest on the programme and to our podcast team for helping us reach that very special milestone. And of course, we shouldn't also forget all of you who listen. We really are very grateful that you tune in and you listen to what we have to say. And most importantly, that you listen to these amazing guests who are telling us their story, whether it's their business, whether it's their community group, their charity, or whether you're just listening to some of the money tips that we bring along as well. So thank you so much for being part of the podcast, the Suffolk Money Podcast. Now then, turning our attention to this one. So community shops have become a vital resource in so many villages, especially those which have down the years lost so many facilities. In fact, there are now thought to be around 400 community shops across the country, and they are run by an army of 7,500 volunteers. 7,500! And in total, they generate an incredible £61 million in annual turnover. But it is tough work keeping them going. So it was great that my colleague Leslie Dolphin was able to find out all about community shops when she went to the one at Sproughton near Ipswich to be able to chat to some of the team and to some of the customers.
Oh, Neil Sanders.
Okay, you use the shop regularly?
No, the dog does, because he likes the pork pies.
Sue Robinson. I live in the village. I volunteer here on a Wednesday morning with my friend Pat. I have a badge that says happy to chat, and we cause chaos.
And how long have you been part of it? Because I was doing my research. It opened in 2010, didn't it?
Yes, it did. I think it's about 8 years now. But Pat, my colleague, has been here since it opened.
And I see you have your shopping bags, so as you said, you are a customer as well. It's fantastic. I haven't had a quick look round yet, but you've got freezer cabinets, you've got fresh produce and all sorts. It has all those essentials,
yes.
Does it?
When we sell nearly 1,000 different lines. So that from, and I wrote a poem once, but you won't want to know about that. And it went from mouse traps to milk. You know, and everything in between. So there's a lot to buy. And we have a coffee machine, which was donated by a local company. So free, you can have fresh coffee. We do well. We'd like to see more people. And we've just sold loads of the Seville oranges for making marmalade.
Marmalade time,
yes.
Thank you for stopping. I'll let you go.
I've a chat for England, but no.
So, here I am, as you can tell, already been chatting to some of the customers. This is at Sproughton. It's the community shop. Most people know where the lovely Tithe Barn is, and this is actually part of the fantastic Tithe Barn. It's been here since 2010, and I know that because I was really privileged to actually come and open the shop officially, and I'm so delighted to see that it is still here. I know it's had a bit of a roller coaster life, but still here and doing really, really well. Stacey Palmer is the newish manager. I think you've been doing it for a year and a half-ish, is that right?
Not so new now. It has been 18 months, so they're quite used to me around here.
So you settled in. Was that a big thing to take on?
Yes, but the job advert said it's a challenging and fun role, and it was the challenging part that attracted me to it. So that's sort of why I'm here, really, because I wanted a new challenge.
Are you a local?
Ipswich. Okay. So no, I'm outside the village, and I did wonder whether that might be a problem when I first came to the job. But the locals, villagers, the customers, all the directors and the volunteers have been so, so welcoming. They wanted the shop to succeed, and so they were behind me all the way. And I wasn't sure what to expect, but they said they wanted to succeed, so they wanted me to succeed, and therefore they put all the scaffolding in that I needed to help out, and they just see me as one of them now, I think.
Was retail something you did before?
No. No, I was in special needs in education. And I'd been out of work for a couple of years through ill health, and so I was looking back to get into something that wasn't... it was completely different for a start. I wanted, but not too many hours. So this suit is just a 12 hours role, and that suited me fine. I thought it would be, you know, just a way back in. I think I might just stick here now for a while.
Yeah. Just explain how it works, and then we'll have a quick scamper around the shop and look at some of the produce.
Okay, so the whole thing is run by a group of directors who are volunteers, all live in the village. The people who serve in the shop are all volunteers. I am the only paid role, and I work for 12 hours. So I do the buying and the orders, stock control, making sure everybody's happy, really. And everyone else does everything else. The volunteers are amazing. They, you know, they'll clean, they'll serve, they'll answer the phone. They just do everything, really, and they know what they're doing. Very, very helpful. We are always looking for new volunteers, but they all say it's quite a fun role. It's a lovely way to get to know people in the village. We've had people who've come into the village and come in to work in the shop thinking that it would be a good way to meet people, and it really is. I mean, they, you know, everyone's so friendly, and they just become part of it so quickly. So
have you made many changes since you took it on? I mean, everyone likes to do things their own way, don't they? And I'm sure you could see, and that's what's good about having new blood every so often, is you see a new way of doing things.
Yes, it's an interesting question, because I don't feel that I have made too many changes, but everybody else says that the shop is so different now. So it's difficult to know what is different about it. We have got some different suppliers now, and we're buying in more lines from suppliers that we had already. We turn over stock more quickly. I mean, the shop was struggling, and a lot of what's happened since then is a slight change in the economy. I know it hasn't picked up hugely, but I think it was real credit to all the volunteers and the directors who really hung on in there through the very difficult times when it looked as though the shop might have to.
How long ago was that?
It was when I joined, so about 18 months ago.
So after COVID, really?
It was after COVID. COVID was fantastic for the shop because, that sounds awful, but the shop, because it was local, because people couldn't travel and couldn't go far, they would come to the shop and use it as their main shopping. There were a lot of things like flour and pasta that other places were short of, and we were able to get the stock in. So there were queues, you know, all the way through the courtyard during COVID with people coming down. It was their opportunity to stand in a line and chat with people where you weren't allowed to, you know, to go out and meet with people. And there'd be one person in the shop at a time, and there'd be a volunteer from the shop sort of managing the queue. And it was actually, as far as I've been told, a very sociable and friendly time. So the shop did really, really well during 2020. And then after that, people went back to the supermarkets, and 2021 and the beginning of 22, we were making a loss. And when I was taken on, I was told that it was officially a permanent job, but may not be for very long at all.
That was a challenge, wasn't it?
So, yes, it was a challenge, and it was very much, what can we do to keep going? And I think what we really needed to do was hang on in there, rather than saying this is not going to work, we need to, you know, we have to give up now, even though the shop was losing money every month. I think that the fact that everybody wanted to make a go of it and wanted to try really hard was the changing force in it. So I don't feel, I mean, you can ask the volunteers, but I don't feel that I've made a huge amount of changes. It's, you know, it's still a lovely little shop and always was, but I'm obviously not doing anything horribly wrong.
I guess it's, I mean, because it's your convenience shop, isn't it? So people are still going to go to the supermarket. Bye. Is that a French man? I detect a French accent. How lovely.
Sorry.
So it's down to what you what you're going to buy and what people are going to just pop by for, isn't it? Let's just move. Sorry, there's lots of hums, and so the freezers have gone quiet for a minute, but that's the coffee machine as well. Just very conscious of the noises in the background. So what you stock is really important, isn't it? That's what determines whether people come in or
yes. And you do have to watch out for what's selling well and keep that stocked up, and then keep an eye on, you know, what's been sitting around on the shelves for ages and just stop buying it, and trying new things. Like I said, with the Pinney's fish, it was suggested by someone, and at first I was quite scared of buying in stock that we might be left with.
Because it's quality, isn't it? I don't mean everything else isn't, but it's an expensive product, isn't it? It's a local quality product.
Absolutely, it's a local quality product. But actually, I was really pleased, and it sold. People come here specifically for the Pinney's fish now, because they know that we're going to have Pinney's. And it is absolute quality. It's delicious, and people are prepared to pay that little bit extra. And obviously, when they're here, they may well wander around and find other bits and pieces.
Is that part of the thing as well, getting people to come in for different products? So you'll get someone come in for their pinnies, but then they might buy something else. But then you get someone else who comes in because they need some eggs to do the baking around the corner, and they'll come in as well.
Yes, that's it. It's exactly how it is. Our eggs are very, very popular. They are probably our single best-selling item. They're local. They are fresh, free range, when there's not avian flu around, and everybody says how delicious they are. My granddaughter eats them, and she'll have two or three at a time sometimes, because she'll just say, can I have some more scrambled eggs, because they are so delicious.
Excellent.
And it does obviously make a difference. She's recognised it, and she, you know, she's 6 years old, so it is good produce. We have very local pressed apple juice. In season, we have local apples.
Which your customer just bought, actually,
absolutely,
didn't they?
Yeah, thank you. In season, we have fresh apples delivered just from up the road in Kenton.
Bottles of wine, I see, just in case. Just in case on that Friday night you haven't got anything in the cupboard, I guess. What are your hours so that people can come?
We're open from 9 till 4 every weekday, and at weekends on Saturday we're open 9 until 12, and on Sunday 10:30 till 12.
Do you do newspapers?
We do newspapers on order.
Okay.
So we don't hold lots of newspapers because it wasn't a great seller. But anyone can order their newspaper here, and we can have newspapers in stock. So we do have a range of newspapers, and a range of people who come in regularly to pick up their newspaper, look around and buy other things. So that works too.
I see here you've got a lovely, lovely cabinet of... Is this local bread?
This is local bread. This is from Capel, just up the road. Fresh... Daily, we have that delivered. We have cakes also from...
You have to have cakes, don't you?
Absolutely. And cakes are also a very, very good seller. These are, again, just from up the road on Birstall Lane. We collect those on a Wednesday morning.
And I see this is really clever. You've got quarter cakes. So do you get quite a lot of single people or older people living on their own who come in as well?
We do, yes, and I think that's, you know, probably a huge amount of our customers are locals who are maybe elderly living on their own. One of our better sellers is sausages in a packet of two, which we get from the local butcher, again, just up the road in Birstall Lane.
Well, that makes so much sense, doesn't it? I mean,
absolutely.
Because, like my dad, in his 90s now, he can't eat more than two sausages at a time. So
exactly.
Why buy a pack of eight or whatever?
And we'd never sold them in twos, but we had a customer come in and said, do you know what I'd really like is just two slices of bacon occasionally? And I said, well, you can freeze bacon. And she said, yes, but I don't want to. I want to clear my freezer and just have two slices of bacon that I can have with my breakfast. So I asked the butcher if they'd package them in two slices. And now on a Friday, every so often, we'll have packs of two slices of bacon.
It's a bacon patty all by itself, isn't it, almost?
Absolutely, yeah.
Brilliant. So you got your oats here. Those are localish as well. Cereals, crisps. You've got some fresh produce as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes, one of our biggest suppliers is Shire Foods. That's where the oats come from. We have Mornflake oats. They're rolled fresh on their premises, which are just over the border in Norfolk. customers say they are so much nicer. You don't get all that little dust and bits and pieces that you get. They'll come in specifically. They're a really good seller, our oats. We've got the mueslis and the granola and things as well. But we also have the dried beans, dried peas, the rice is all fresh and packaged locally from Shire Foods.
And if birds are needing feeding, you've got a great, you've got lots of scoops, sample our hearts, no waste bird soup, both of which I need at the moment, so I might be
stocking. You can do
up
some shopping before you leave, Leslie, that's great. And of course you can buy as much as, or as little
as
you like.
Yeah, that comes by the bag, doesn't it, as well. Other staples that you would expect, really, tomato sauces, you've got your Liam Perrins's, your stews, so basically you can pop in all pickled walnuts, which I like as well, which are my favourite. Not very often, nearly only at Christmas, can't
you? And even then it's quite tricky, so
lovely seeds, herb selection as well.
Herbs and spices, yes, we do a range of those. We're out of coriander at the moment because someone bought the last packet yesterday, but we'll have more in by Tuesday.
I was making a curry or something, aren't they, or a chilli.
Sorry, we also have a good gluten-free range. Okay. We do Yorkshire pudding mix for gluten-free, dairy-free. And we have cakes, crackers, and bread, gluten.
And that's becoming more and more of a popular thing. And I think I saw on your coffee machine, oat milk is one of the options.
You can, yes, we will fill oat milk with on an Americano, so we can do that. And we do sell oat milk. So we also have local pies from Capel just up the road, and they're delivered on a Tuesday. Very popular.
I should go away with a very full shopping bag as well. And you have got a small freezer cabinet, as we can hear as well, that's sticky over. So
again, some basics. So we've got some frozen vegetables, but we also can freeze some of the produce that doesn't sell. So we've got the pies can freeze, and our meat has fresh. It lasts maybe 4 or 5 days because it's very, very fresh from the butchers, and they don't add preservatives and things. But we then can sell sausages from the freezer, which is great. And of course, ice creams and favourite puddings. We've got
Aunt Bessie's sticky toffee pudding. Oh, you can't fail with that, can you?
Absolutely.
A Viennetta as well.
The good old Viennetta,
which is very handy, isn't it? You can have it slice by slice. So what would you say? Have you had people coming in and saying, can you stock this? What's the most unusual thing you've had?
Beeswax.
Oh, really?
I don't know how that came to me so quickly, suddenly, but yes, we had someone saying that they would really like some beeswax, and is there any chance we could get hold of that? And our wonderful local honey supplier obliged.
Because I know you've got local honey, as you would as well. So if you've just joined us, you're listening to our Suffolk Money podcast, supported by Kingsfleet, and I'm enjoying myself. I'm at the Sproughton, next to the Sproughton Tithe Barn. I'm in the lovely community shop here as well, and chatting with our guest. We're going to talk to one of the volunteers. We'll hear as well in just a minute or two a little bit about the whole history of the shop, and just remind you of the history of the Tithe Barn as well. So we're at Sproughton Shop, and I'm just chatting to Katrina Maguire, who's the lady behind the counter today. And you were just telling me you started here during COVID.
Yeah, just before the lockdown. I just popped in for some shopping one day, and one of the directors was in here scratching his head, a bit worried about lack of volunteers due to usual people shielding. I was working part-time. I'd been sent home with a laptop to work from home. So I said, well, I don't do anything Thursday, so I can come in and help. And here I still am.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I do. It's been really nice because I used to just... I live in the village, but used to just drive backwards and forwards to work. Didn't know many people apart from my immediate neighbours. So I've got to know a lot more of the local people through working here. We have a bit of a laugh. And in the initial stages, it was quite nice that it was an extra morning out of the house for me.
So. You were allowed out of the house as well. And because of the humming noise of them, do you mind? There's no people in the shop at the minute, so we are making you stand outside just for a little while, just so that the humming of the speakers doesn't disrupt our chat as well. Stacey, this to me sounds, you've got the barn here, which is, for anyone who's been to events here, knows how beautiful, what an asset for the community it is. This was, I think, was this the old tractor shed?
Apparently so, yes.
Yeah, I know,
yes,
you don't know, do you? Because you've only been here a couple of years.
I hear things, and yes, apparently there was just an awful lot of old equipment and machinery in here. So,
do you remember that at all?
No, I don't, no.
How have you been in the village?
So, Katrina...
I've been in the village 33 years, but I've only been helping out in the shop almost four, so...
So you don't know all the history. No. So I probably know... I was here before both of you, look, when I opened it. I only opened it in 2010. But, it's a real asset, isn't it? This is a wonderful facility, the shop on top of it, and there's parking here as well. So you do other things, don't you, Stacey? You've got Meet Up Mondays here. I think the parish council have do a soup event, don't they?
Yes, they do, yeah. Meet Up Mondays, obviously, on a Monday morning here in the Tithe Barn. Very, very well attended. They had 48 customers on Monday morning, right. But it's regularly over 40. The parish council do a soup shack on the second Tuesday of every month, and the villagers can come along and have soup. And there's two types of different soup, sandwiches and dessert as well is offered. Meet Up Mondays often have a fish and chip lunch as well. I'm not quite sure how often that is, but it's the crew from Meet Up Mondays and they stay on and have fish and chips. So yeah.
Have you got any plans for anything else? I mean, would you ever consider having a little cafe here, you know, anything along? I know you've got the coffee machine in there, and I guess in the summer you've got tables and chairs, people can come and sit out.
Absolutely, I'd love to do something like that. And yes, the tables and chairs do come up here in the summer. We've now, the parish council have now got parasols to put up there in the summer, and people can come in. Our coffee machine is a real asset to the shop, which was donated from Ladoria, from down in Sproughton. And people, you know, do say the coffee is very, very nice and often come here and sit in the summer and have a coffee or a cup of tea and a cake.
Brilliant. Outside we've got some bulbs as well, so it's starting to... So it's actually, we're hoping that spring might be well on the way at some point as well, which is very exciting.
Good morning.
Oh, lovely.
This is for the tea towels going into the tithe barn, I guess, as well. In your week, when are you here, Stacey?
It varies so that I can see different volunteers at different times and see what goes on in the shop at different times. So usually I'm here on a Monday because I do a lot of ordering on Mondays, and then I'll pop in two or three times during the week, but I do vary it, so it'll be on a Tuesday one week and then on a Wednesday the next, and so it'll, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, that kind of thing. But I'll put a note up on the board the week before saying when I'm planning to be in, and I do a bit of work from home as well.
So. But you would love more volunteers?
Absolutely, yes. We'd love to be able to have sort of two volunteers all the time on a shift, because it's nice to have someone to chat to when it's a little quiet in the shop, but also, you know, to have that support. It's also nice to have spare volunteers that can step in when there's illness or anything like that. I mean, we do have a fantastic team of volunteers and they do over and above. But it is just such a nice place to work. I think, you know, it's a great place for people in the community to come along and help out at.
Well, I was going to say, well, Katrina's got her volunteer apron on. I don't know if that's something that everybody has. So would you agree to anyone listening to this and thinking they're in the area, would you say come on down and give it a go?
Yeah, I'd encourage people. As I say, you don't have to be here on your own. You can buddy you up with somebody. And it's a nice way to get to know people in the village if you've lived there for a long time like I did and didn't really know very many people because you just went backwards and forwards to work.
Mm-hmm. It's really true, isn't it? I think when you've got little children and go to school, that's the only other time you really get to know the people, yeah, of your own age group at least.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, that's been one of the benefits of helping out down here.
What do you think most people pop in to buy?
Oh, usual things, bread, milk, eggs. I think the local products we stock are very good. People like the honey, the pies, the cakes, and the Pinney's fish has been popular recently.
Mm-hmm. So. Very good. It's well served as well, isn't it? And just finally, I mean, you mentioned earlier on that shop was losing money and obviously is now back into profit. How does it work as a community shop? Because I guess it's not for profit except that they have to pay you and keep the business running.
Absolutely. I mean, previously when the shop was making good money, it was... they put money back into the community. So they bought an ice machine for
one of the sports clubs.
Yeah. And previous to that, they would have done the events. They put on a Valentine's disco and a Halloween disco. And I'm still very involved in that, but at one time they were paying for it, and the village were just benefiting from that. This is the first time since I've been in the shop that we've actually made a profit. So it will be for the directors to discuss what happens to that. It's quite nice to have a bit of a buffer in the bank.
Yeah.
So I don't think we'll be doing anything huge in the very near future, but it will be nice to be able to think that we can offer something to the village, something back to the village in the future.
So those who come through Sproughton, live in Sproughton, use it, because that's the important thing, isn't it? You need people to use it, and then you've got a local facility.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, please do. And I know it's quite difficult to find if you're not sure where it is, but look out for the big black tithe barn and come into the car park and just come and have a look round. We always welcome people to just come and look and see what's there. No pressure to buy. Although we don't let you out of the door until you have.
I brought my purse, isn't it? I'm now going to go and do some buying. Thanks so much for chatting. I think it's brilliant, and I'm really pleased it's lasted. So well done to you at the shop for having made a profit for a year as well. And long may it continue.
All credit to the directors and the volunteers who really have worked hard to keep it going and have supported me 100% to help out with that. So fantastic. Enjoy your shopping, Leslie.
So that's Stacey Palmer from the Sproughton Community Shop, ending that report by Leslie Dolphin about the passion and the perseverance of the team there. And if you want to find out more, there's lots more on the group's page on Facebook. You just need to look up the Sproughton Community Shop. Remember, you can find out more about us on our Facebook page, which again is Suffolk Money, or you can go to our website, which is suffolkmoney.co.uk. And please do ensure that you subscribe to this podcast and whichever podcast provider you're using, just so that you can ensure you get notified of the very latest edition whenever it comes through, and it allows you to listen to that as soon as you can. It would also be great if you don't mind giving us a 5-star rating, again with whichever provider you're using, because that then makes it easier for other people to find us. So once again, I just want to thank the whole team who've worked not just on this episode, but over the last 100 episodes, but in particular on this one for Leslie, Joy Day and Sally and Kevin Birch. And once again, thank you so much for listening. So until the next time you join us, from me, Colin Lowe, goodbye for now.